Daniel chapter 8 to say this illustration of the kingdom of Bible prophecy is illustrating these kingdoms of Bible prophecy from their counterfeit religion that they possess as they come to control the world. Now this book, this study that we're willing to share with you for the cost of reproduction is called The Mystery of the Daily by John Peters, and it's written by a theologian. It takes you have to read it a couple times for the impact of what he sets forth here to really hit home, but he goes through it in a very powerful way, Daniel chapter 8, and he upholds the pioneer position of the daily in a very profound way. And it's a good study. I would recommend it to everyone that really wants to get confronted with some of the deeper truths of Daniel 8. But it's something that you have to go through more than once because it is theology, but it's worthwhile. But I use this book, I use the information of this book when I'm sharing the subject of the daily. And brothers and sisters, we have a study that I'll recommend to you here and now called the Prophetic Time Series. The first four parts, it's 10 parts, the first four parts deal with the daily. And it upholds the pioneer position of the daily, which is essential to see if you're going to rightly divide the Word of God here at the end of the world. And I remember a time that I was in the Dominican Republic and I was sharing the daily one morning and afternoon, and although it's a four-hour presentation, it probably took 6 or 7 hours to get through it because it was being translated. And sometimes when you share the information, you can tell that it was clear and concise, and you can tell by the audience that they're understanding it. And when we got through, between 80 and 100 people, you just knew they understood the pioneer position of the daily, and they accepted it. They could see the soundness of it from all the different angles. So, you know, we know the Lord blessed during that meeting, and I took a break at that point, and the brother who had been translating into Spanish for me, who's an excellent Bible student and understands these truths as well as I do, he decided he was going to speak in the evening and give me a break, and but he was going to speak on the daily in chapter 8 as well. And so I went up to my room, which was in the same house, it was a big house, we were having these meetings. And I was laying there by myself. Everybody was downstairs where he was speaking. And I expected him to speak for an hour or so. He ended up speaking a couple hours. And as he gets started, I can hear from time to time a brother, interrupting him. And